Hey, good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX and WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
Is the wife up and going yet? Is she ready?
Yep, she's up doing her thing, getting ready for work. But she's going to be working from home tomorrow, so this is like her last day of school.
You know? I'm so excited for you and what you're going to learn the next couple of weeks. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
How about you? How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. You know, just there's a lot of you're just trying to keep some normalcy in the schedule, which I know is hard for a lot of people. And we've talked about it. I'm fortunate enough to still be able to come into work. You know, obviously, to making the morning show work, someone's got to be in here. And so we're doing it this way. You've been now in the basement for 2.5 weeks doing the show, which is it's kind of crazy. It doesn't feel like it's been 2.5 weeks, you know. But yeah, besides that, you know, things are good. Just catching up with the family, making sure everyone's staying healthy and safe and everything. You know, we did a, the other day, all the, grandkids on my dad's side, we did a Zoom call with my grandma. So my one cousin Kaylee, helped my grandma set it up, who is, is she 83 now?
I didn't know you could do Zoom from a jitterbug.
It's amazing. So we got her set up, but it was cool, you know, and it's kind of doing those things to adapt so you can see everyone, because right now it's pretty much, you know, lockdown and everything like that. But besides that,
question for you.
Yeah.
How long has Zoom been around? I haven't heard anything about Zoom until the quarantine thing happened, and then all of a sudden everybody's doing Zoom.
I honestly don't have an answer for you, but maybe Chris Harry can Google when Zoom. Hey, Chris, if you're listening, Google it for us. Our own personal Google machine right there. Yeah. But, dude, it's exploded. Talk about coming around or being in the right place at the right time. Because, yeah, Kiki's on that pretty much every day for business stuff.
It's legit. The wife got on it the other day. It was one of her friend's birthdays, and they had like a Zoom birthday party for the person. There's probably like 10, 12 people on it.
Yeah.
And I liked it how it, like, when somebody talked, it would flash to that person's.
Yeah.
Webcam, and it kind of went back and forth through everybody in the group. It's pretty neat, man. I was pretty impressed with it, really.
With the call with Grandma, I think at one point we had like 20 of us on there total. So, you know, we just kind of bipping around and what happened? Oh my God! But she handled it great. You know, we had to adjust the camera a little bit. Chris Harry did message. Zoom was founded in 2011. Thank you, Chris.
For a while.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, man. So yeah, for a while, but boy, they're really taking advantage of it now, and we're going to see that because, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of businesses that are going to adjust, and this may be a thing. You know, this may be a thing for quite some time. So we'll see. Anyway, I digress. Let's get to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
You best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie? By the way, real quick, Katie did want me to make sure that everyone knew that right now they are only doing drive-up services. So they'll come out and take care of you, but going into the store is not happening. But they are still there to serve you. You can call them, find them on Facebook, and Smith Indoor Garden Center is still there to take care of you. So just keep that in mind. Let's see here.
Florida.
Is this in Florida? I'm going to find
Florida?
Out. No, this is in Canada. Canada, A. C-A. And this one, totally off, kind of off subject, but I will never forget, just like how to spell aardvark, I learned that from Arthur, A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. That was during the Spelling Bee episode. But Bobby's World, remember that great show? Love that show.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby's World, there was an episode, and one of the jokes was, hey, do you know how to spell Canada? C-A-N-A-D-A. Get it?
Nice.
Classic show. Anyway, this is in Canada. Apparently, cocaine dealer is considered non-essential, even if basically every cocaine user in the world disagrees with that. Police in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, started following a 29-year-old guy for aggressive driving on Friday night, and they watched as he made a bunch of stops to sell drugs. They eventually pulled him over and found a bunch of cocaine and cash in his car, so he was charged with drug trafficking. And since coke dealing is a non-essential business in Ontario during the pandemic, he also got a ticket that carries a $750 fine.
But, sir, this is essential for some.
I can see. I mean, like, what are you going to plead to that? Like, look, man, People need their fix. They're stuck indoors.
You know, here's another thing, too. I don't think cocaine's a drug of choice for quarantine either. You're already cooped up in a small room. Yeah. What are you going to pace around that thing 900 times? You know, stick with the weed if you're going to do anything, you know?
No, I don't know. Sometimes some of the best things are being locked in a hotel room doing a bunch of cocaine.
God. Been in this bathroom for 8 hours.
We're never leaving this room.
It's always a dingy hotel. Just like, you know, a $40 a night hotel. It's just, come on, guys.
Terrible. Is there still residue from the last tenants that were in there doing cocaine?
Right. And there's always like 900 dudes and like two chicks. Sucks. It never ends well.
No, cocaine parties are never fun parties.
The next day, you're never like, yeah, we should do that again. Yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah, they always start off super, super positive, and then it just derails so quickly.
Just got a bunch of strung out people at the end of it. Dude, it's not a fun time to me.
Paranoid people, and then when the dealer comes, the girls leave with the dealer.
Right. Always.
Or so I've heard. So I've read about in Charlie Sheen's memoir. That's all.
And it's just a bunch of strung out dudes in a room fighting.
Just fighting.
About stupid things.
And then getting along and then solving all of the world's problems. Oh, my God.
I love you, man.
It's not essential, apparently. There you go. That's your WTF.